Welcome to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Join us in person for worship each Sunday at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information about Covenant, including discipleship and mission opportunities, visit us at www.covenantpresjackson.org.
Hosea was a prophet. In the 8th century BC, 800 years before Jesus was born, Hosea proclaimed God's word to God's people, to Israel, specifically the northern kingdom of Israel. If you remember, following the death of King Solomon, son of King David, the nation of Israel was divided. It was torn in two. The southern kingdom was called Judah. Capital was Jerusalem. Judah had the temple. Judah had the descendants of David as king. The northern kingdom was called Israel. 10 of the 12 tribes made up this nation. In the 8th century BC, Israel would cease to exist. This northern kingdom would cease to exist. In the year 722, this northern kingdom was conquered, exiled, and repopulated by the Assyrian Empire, all because of their unfaithfulness to the Lord. Hosea was a prophet in Israel in the final years of Israel. Well, the word of the Lord came to Hosea, and this is what God spoke. Listen to Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. Go, take to yourself a wife of whoredom and have children of whoredom, for the land commits a great whoredom by forsaking the Lord. In other words, God says, Hosea, I want you to get married. Go find a woman and make sure she's promiscuous, perhaps even a prostitute, and then marry her. Have kids. Start a family. And what was Hosea's reaction to God's command? Like the prophet Jonah, did he run? Like Moses, did he tell the Lord that he really didn't have the gifts for this type of job? And does he try to negotiate? Does he try to see if there could be some sort of better plan? Does he cry out, why me? No. Hosea obeys. Hosea is obedient to God's word. He marries a woman named Gomer. Hosea and Gomer have a family. They have three children. Then after some time, we're not told how long, Gomer leaves. She abandons her husband, forsakes Hosea, leaves her children. She returns to her promiscuous ways. She's unfaithful, an adulterer, living with her lover, or living with lover after lover after lover, spiraling, sinking, until she finally hits rock bottom, becomes a slave, and is to be sold. Now, in the ancient world, there were a number of ways someone became a slave. Three were most common. You were a slave, or you became a slave if you were the child of a slave, or if your people and your land were conquered in battle, or if you had a debt that you couldn't pay. Now, perhaps Gomer lived with her lovers in luxury and style, grandeur and extravagance beyond her means, and it finally caught up to her. But there was no declaring bankruptcy in the ancient world. There was no debt consolidation and payment plan in the ancient world. She became a slave to be sold. The money gained would pay her debts, or at least part of her debts. Now listen again to the first verse from our passage. The Lord speaks these words to Hosea. Go again, love a woman who is loved by another man and is an adulteress. Hosea, go and love Gomer. Go and love the wife that left you, abandoned you, and your children. Go and love the adulterer, the one who was unfaithful to you, treated you as if you did not exist. And what is Hosea's response? How would you respond? Well, once again, Hosea obeys. The prophet is obedient to God's word. Hosea seeks out Gomer, finds her as she is being sold, probably in the capital city. And in the ancient world, slaves were presented to would-be buyers without clothes, in the nude. So here is Hosea's wife. Here's Gomer, unfaithful, in chains, naked, humiliated, having nothing. And Hosea has to witness it. Not only does he have to witness it, but he also has to bid for her before a crowd of people in order to buy her. And he does. He wins the auction. For some silver and barley, Hosea purchases his wife, purchases his unfaithful wife. And he takes her, clothes her, and leads her away through the crowd. Well, at this point, Hosea owns her. At this point, Hosea could do anything to her. He could force her into humiliating labor. He could beat her. He could kill her for what she has done, for how she's been. But the Lord sent Hosea to love her. That was the command. So Hosea speaks these words to Gomer, speaks these words to his unfaithful wife, whom he has just purchased. Listen to verse 3 again. You must dwell as mine for many days. You shall not play the whore or belong to another man. So will I also be to you. Hosea tells his wife, don't be unfaithful again. We belong to one another. And essentially, these words set her free. Love sets her free. If they belong to one another, then she can't be a slave. If they belong to one another, they're husband and wife, not master and slave. So why? Why is God calling Hosea to go through this, experience this, live this very painful, broken marriage? Well, Hosea's marriage to Gomer is a picture, an illustration for Israel and for you of God's love, God's heart. Hosea's marriage to Gomer is a picture of God's relationship with his people, God's love for his people, God's heart for you. Israel is Gomer. The church is Gomer. You are Gomer, a slave because of debt. A slave because of debt, a debt that you cannot pay, a debt of sin. God created you. God designed you. God desires for you to live in a particular way, namely in love, loving him with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself. This is life lived best. This is life lived to the full, life as God designed. When you live in love, and I hope you've seen this in our study in the past few months, you're living out the Ten Commandments. And when you don't, when you break the commandments, when you fail to love, even in your thoughts, even in your heart, you sin. And every sin is a debt you owe to God. Well, over the course of days and weeks and months and years, that debt increases, that debt grows and grows and grows, and you can't pay it. It's not as if you can offer to God a deed of love and an act of mercy to cancel out a hateful word that you spoke. Because by the time you finish that deed, by the time you finish that act of love, you may have in between time harbored three angry thoughts. So you might be up one, but you're down three. You pay one bill and three more come due. You can't catch up. It can't be done. So there you are. In debt. A slave to sin, a slave like Gomer, on the auction block before the Lord, unfaithful, in chains, naked, humiliated, having nothing. But Jesus has come. The eternal Son of God became man. And he pays your debt. He purchases your life with his, by his death on the cross. And Jesus had no debt to pay. Jesus was sinless. Jesus lived a perfect life of love. But his death was the price for you. His death canceled the debt of sin you owed. Now you belong to him. Now you belong to him, but he doesn't force you into labor. He doesn't humiliate you. He doesn't abuse you. He doesn't kill you. The Savior frees you. He removes your chains and he clothes you with his own garments. He clothes you in robes of righteousness so that the Father no longer sees you as a debtor. The Father no longer sees you as a sinner, but as righteous. This is God's love for you. Divine love sets you free. Do you believe it? Are you free? If so, Hosea's words to Gomer are for you. Listen to those again. You must dwell as mine for many days. You shall not play the whore or belong to another man. So will I also be to you. By faith, you're free. And you belong to your Savior. You belong to Jesus. For your relationship with him as a believer, as the church, is like marriage. It's analogous to marriage. Our New Testament reading this morning was from Ephesians. In chapter 5, Paul talks about marriage. He talks about the role of a wife and the role of a husband. He talks about the bond that they have, a bond founded in creation, a bond gifted by God, a bond that makes them one, a oneness like a glue, a cement, a welding together that is physical and spiritual and emotional. Quoting the book of Genesis, the two shall become one flesh. And then Paul writes this in verse 32, this mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Marriage points to Christ and the church. Marriage points to the relationship between God and his people. You. And it's a mystery. You are his. He is yours. One by faith. Your bond with your Savior, the covenant with your Savior, is as strong, is as close as marriage, like the Lord and Israel, like Hosea and Gomer. Gomer leaving Hosea is a picture. It's an image of Israel leaving the Lord, Israel forsaking the Lord. Gomer's unfaithfulness to Hosea is a picture, an image of Israel's unfaithfulness to the Lord. Israel committed spiritual adultery. Israel pursued other gods, the gods of the nations that surrounded them, worshiping them, bowing down to them, sacrificing to them, serving them. Baal, Ashtoreth, Chemosh, lover after lover, after lover, breaking their covenant with the Lord, rending the glue, tearing the bond, the oneness of their relationship with the Lord, acting as if the Lord didn't exist. Living in luxury and style, grandeur and extravagance for the moment. That was the state of Israel in Hosea's day. Unfaithful to the Lord, booming economy, living as if the Lord didn't exist, and their days were numbered. Soon they would be slaves to Assyria, humiliated with nothing, and their lovers would not come to their aid. But the Lord would not leave them. The Lord would not forsake them. He is faithful. He is faithful to his promises, faithful to his people. His love is steadfast. And that's true for you. And it's true for the church. Just like Gomer, just like Israel, we too leave. Forsake God. Act as if he doesn't exist. Chase other lovers. And their names are not Baal or Chemosh, but rather work, education, social standing, a peer group, entertainment, technology, social media, sex, family, a spouse, children, a romantic relationship, a political ideology, a substance, a sport, whatever becomes first in your life, first in your heart over God. Whatever your life is centered upon, and you serve. You serve by your thoughts, by your time, your money over God. Whatever you look to for purpose and meaning and fulfillment and worth and value over God. Whatever in your life you feel like you could not live without. Whatever takes the place of God in your life, in your heart. That's an idol. That's another God. And that's spiritual adultery. You've left your first love. You've left the one you promised to be faithful to. And it usually happens slowly. It usually happens subtly. Over time, you find yourself spending less time in God's word, less time in prayer, less time in worship, less time in service. Or as a community, the focus becomes less and less on glorifying Jesus, serving Jesus. Instead, you make more and more time for your lover, whatever that may be. Well, here's the good news of Hosea. God is faithful. God is faithful to you. God is faithful to his church. His love is steadfast. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will love you, even though you've given your heart to another, even though you've committed spiritual adultery. Listen again to verse 1 of our passage from Hosea. Go again, love a woman who is loved by another man, and is an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the children of Israel, though they turn to other gods. Even as the Lord loves you, though you turn to other gods. Turn to him. Return to him. Your maker. Your savior. The bridegroom, for he is faithful to the end of time, where there will be a great celebration, a great feast, a great marriage feast. Now, this image is given in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 19, where there's heard a great sound of a multitude, like the roar of waters, the sound of thunder crying out, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready." The end. The church will be present with Jesus. You will be present with your Savior, and no longer by faith, but by sight, celebrating with joy for eternity the faithful love of God, witnessed by the prophet Hosea.
Thank you for tuning in to Witness, a ministry of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Jackson, Mississippi.